This is a production of Cornell University.
I now call the meeting to order at 4:37 p.m. Tuesday, March 12th. First order of business, approving of the minutes from Tuesday, February 26th, 2013. Is there any...
We can't approve them, though, without full quorum.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Moving on, we will have reports from the Assembly. First, from the Executive Board, Liz.
The Executive Board, we just basically touched bases on the resolutions that are coming down the pipeline. One of them will be the surveillance resolution that Joy's working with the CUPD on. And also today's resolution... submitted by the CJC.
All right, thank you, Liz. Student Assembly from Adam.
We had our election, which just ended today. And so that was exciting. That sort of took up a lot of time over the past 2 weeks. And that's sort of the big announcement right now. I'm trying to think what's coming up this week. We're talking about a sort of court or an appeal system for the student assembly to have an independent body. University Smith has been talking about that. So that's sort of on our agenda right now. Yeah. Table
indefinitely.
I think you also had a couple of resolutions come down the pipe.
It was three of them.
Yeah.
That were related to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, like,
I don't know how to shut me up. What kind of court would you, what kind of issues would you be deciding?
Well, I think the idea behind it, and add anything if you want more, sir, Peter, is that Ulysses believes that the SA writes and then adjudicates the rules and for SAC appeals for any issues between the student groups, and he thinks that it's an inherent conflict of interest for the organization that both writing and judging the regulations for undergraduate student organizations and for ourselves.
Thank you, Adam. Mitch is not here, but would any graduate students be willing to give a report?
I wasn't there.
We had President Scorton and Susan Murphy come to our last meeting, and it was a very constructive conversation. We talked about a wide range of topics relevant to grad students. We also are still looking at the graduate student's GPI, so I think that's coming down the pipeline, as it were. I think resolutions are going to start coming up, and we're going to be voting on it in chunks.
Thank you, Liz. Are there any employees present to give a day for the employee assembly?
We have no employees.
Spring break started early.
I know. All right. Faculty Senate. Anybody from the Faculty Senate willing to give?
Faculty Senate meets tomorrow, so I think we already had a report on the last meeting.
We did.
So there's nothing new.
All right, this meeting is just flying by.
The heads of two of our committees are not here, yeah. So maybe we should not do reports from the committees.
Yep.
The Judicial Codes Administrator that you asked if I could call him.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
The current Codes of Judicial Council, whatever the Judicial Council name is, they chose among 40 people or so, five candidates, to be the Codes of Judicial Council. And there was a number of people with really different viewpoints in the room interviewing them. The five candidates were all wonderful, really. Different
and we order them in how we like them, and that goes to the president, and the president will either go with our recommendation or do something else and send something to us. So I won't say anything until he sends that to us. But it was a very nice process.
Thank you, Randy. I guess we'll open the room up to open discussion.
Kyle, you said that you had
a... I could just say that for transportation infrastructure last week, we had a presentation from the leadership of Parking Services. They briefed us at length about the intricacies of the new parking rates for next year. I think it was about the new parking rates for next year.
Oh.
I'm
assuming they're going to go up.
Yes, they're going to go up. I think it was it sounded like it was in line with inflation. I'm tempted to say it was about 2.5%, but I'm not positive on that number. One thing that was good for graduate students is there will be an option of a new parking permit. I think it was in B lot, one of the outer lots, that will not require the purchase of the Omni-Ride pass. But even the rate will go down significantly for people who want to park in that lot, and it will be an option also for people who live in College Town who don't want to deal with the alternate day parking restrictions and fighting for street parking or fighting for a space in the city garage, so they'll be able to leave their cars there on a long-term basis. So that was actually a good thing for students. And the only other thing I remember, it was basically the whole meeting was just talking with parking and transportation services. They also mentioned that the campus bus, there's no changes in service or price plans for next year.
Thank you. Thank you, Kyle.
Yes, Adam.
Sorry, I'm getting through, but which lot again did you say students in College Town?
I think it was B lot. I'm not positive. It was one of the far out ones.
So B is near.
It would not be a convenient option for.
Oh, lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they would have the option of leaving their car.
Yeah.
All right. Open discussion time. The floor is open for open discussion. Melissa?
I'm just going to give a quick update on the policies for code of conduct stuff from last year. And so we met with Mary Beth Grant and Alan Mittman to find out where they are in the process. We have a meeting set up for the 26th where we're asking each assembly. I'm actually going to send out an email. The date was just set today. So I'll send out an email a little bit later to each assembly. Chair or president, or leader, or whatever, and ask that each assembly send about 2, maybe 3, if necessary, people to this meeting on the 26th to go over what they have so far in terms of what they think the policy at this point forward is going to look like. And that meeting will just be it'll be like a non-disclosure meeting, just so that this ad hoc committee can determine whether they think the policy 6.4 needs like significant changes to the way that's headed, or if it's ready for like bringing in front of all the assemblies to kind of debate, to have open debate whether what they want to see changed or whatever. So I'll be sending out an email on that, but the ad hoc committee is on the 26th from 2 to 3, and then we'll see where that goes from there.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Well, as a preview for next week, or next meeting, not next week, we'll have President Skorton coming in to talk with us. One of the things that we'd like is if people could brainstorm questions ahead of time and send them to the exec board. That way we can sort of map how the conversation goes. Not to approve them. Because a lot of... So this is...
It's so much more constructive to go with the flow, and then when you have it sort of...
I can't answer your question,
right.
Or okay. So one of the things that GTSA does is that we sort of brainstorm the topics that the body is thinking of, so that we can sort of map for the president. We have to give him a heads up on what sort of topics we'll be discussing. And also, last time, which you weren't here for necessarily, is that there was a sort of long lull in the discussion. So we would appreciate it if people could come up with ideas ahead of time instead of arriving and not being prepared for it.
And maybe I'm too much of a politician to think of it this way. But the heart of it is actually have them give
he's so good at it, it doesn't matter. You get almost immediate feedback on the response. If someone tells me what they're going to ask me ahead of time, and I think carefully about how I respond, and how I respond may actually not be how I feel about someone. And I think partly, especially if the issue is controversial, you want to find out what he feels at the moment, as opposed to letting him process the response.
I appreciate that point. I'm not saying that you can't have those gotcha moments at the meeting. I'm saying that it would be really constructive if we could have some sort of themes thought up ahead of time so that we can have a very constructive discussion.
So what is the purpose? Is it a generic meeting and it's not focused on the administration and the
It is a... So he comes once a semester.
Oh. Okay. I thought this was primarily for you to do it about the whole class.
Nope.
Do you think it's going to dominate the discussion?
It depends on how the body feels.
You know, maybe what we could ask is that he actually provide like details on that, if that's something that people feel is important. Because we're talking about the deal with that issue.
Yeah, that is the thing. But we may want to consider getting to the room.
Yes. Yeah. Well, do you think people might actually think?
It would be a timely topic.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just kind of the sentiment that I was wondering about what topics we would be interested in.
How long did he have?
Half an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would probably be about it. Are people here interested in the budget model?
So that came up at the GPSA meeting, actually, where I asked him about the budget model and how it pertains to grad students, and I can anticipate that he would defer that to the provost.
Any further discussion points?
Since we don't have quorum, we can't vote on the resolution, so can we move to adjourn?
Move to recess for now? Can we just wait until
our
recess?
We need one person. Okay.
Yes, I think you can assess if you want, like, everybody would stay here or how.
Well, I think
I guess we could review the resolution if nobody comes by the end of our review, then we could adjourn the meeting. So we have Resolution 5, Resolution to Modify Campus Code to Disclose Misconduct of University Registered Organizations.
It's on the back of the agenda.
It's on the back of the agenda. It was submitted to us through the CJC. So Greg is not here today at the meeting, so she had briefed Liz to start off the conversation. So Liz?
So just to give it's a very short resolution. The cliff notes of it is that it clarifies a code to allow groups with all private and personal information on students be it's similar to the hazing.cornell.edu, but to be applied to all organizations. And he wanted me to make sure to express that the protecting of personal information is covered in another part of the code, which is why it's not addressed in the resolution itself. But it just basically is to clarify the all groups in pertaining to this particular issue.
And what's the background in terms of why this is being proposed? What happened to make it necessary to do this?
Go ahead.
So, Mary Beth brought it, her concern to the Coastal Judicial Committee that student organizations were granted this ambiguous protection as to why we can inform our students what student organizations engage in hazing that the judicial administrator has reviewed and confirmed. So, like, we have our website hazing.cornell.edu, and this ambiguity in the code can be interpreted such that those organizations will not be underneath hazing.cornell.edu or release the Cornell clarifications allow more clarity and more information to students so that they know what student organizations engage in hazing, whether that are a five-member organization that's been brought before the judicial administrator or a 75-member organization.
Adam?
I think the other thing is that there's a lot more scrutiny about hazing on campus now. It was definitely an issue that was more swept under the rug, I think, in the past. And I think that both in the Greek system and outside of the Greek system with just general student organizations, because of President Scorton's end pledging as we know it, as well as other campus events, I think there's a lot more scrutiny. So they're now have to, I guess, from what I see from the safeguards that other organizations are entitled, or liberties, I guess, practices that other organizations are entitled to.
So right now, Greek organizations have, we have Cornell has the ability to put hazing on Cornell, that hazing website and tell the Cornell public. But let's say the student assembly, if the student assembly engages in hazing, that's protected, and the students won't know about that. That's a generic example.
Not based in reality.
Right now, I don't know the exact numbers, but I looked at it a few weeks ago, and maybe there's one post a month, and if they're pretty much all from Greek letter organizations.
Is it possible to have the incidents actually reported on, let's say, every other month and the daily time, so that it's actually in print, sort of like a public notice?
So I'm sure the Sun itself will be interested to publish these articles because they will be put online, because they are pretty detailed reports as to what the hazing was. Now I don't think it discloses who exactly members were involved in the hazing, but I'm sure the Sun will be interested to investigate student organizations that are known to haze. But it's something that we can probably look into.
You're in the UA?
Yeah, I'm on the student assembly of the UA.
So is there a filling on off the UA that's there needs to be more needs to be done to make these things public? Not as to try to cut back on any of.
Point of clarification, do you mean the essay?
Yeah. Undergraduate assembly.
Okay.
So I just want to help me out. I would say, from my opinion, on the student assembly, we've been looking towards more transparency in general throughout our organization and all the student organizations. So I think this is a great resolution. I think it gives students information that could, you know, sway their decision. If they see that X Acapella group engages in hazing, they might be less likely to join that organization because they know of the history. So they're more informed as prospective members of an organization.
Thank you so much for that sort of background into this. I think one of the few points that I've heard from Jim, who also couldn't be here, is that the resolve clause, 25-26, doesn't need to be there because any resolution adopted by the assembly is automatically conveyed to the President Scorton. But since we can't vote on that, just tossing it out there. We can't change it without voting.
We can't. Yeah, we can't. We could table the discussion and we could send it back to the CJC to be revised and then brought forward again at the next meeting. So is there any other points about Resolution 5 that needs to be addressed before we table the discussion? I hear none. So let's table the discussion for Resolution 5 and I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Did our guests come for a particular reason?
Oh, yeah, I made an announcement about the policy
I'm filling in for Kathy's owner.
Oh,
she had at least two of these found unexpectedly, and this is Jeff Massad, who's been the tenant in charge of operations.
Okay.
And I just dragged him along for the experience so we can get to meet some new folks on campus, because I stick him out there at night, weekend, holidays, and the sun doesn't shine. So,
that's awesome.
We were actually trying to...
We're here if anybody has any questions for us, and we want to have you stay after and connect if anybody has any issues or concerns about our park.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Adjourn the meeting at 4:57 p.m. Tuesday, March 12th.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.